Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Never get tired of saying that. Mary and I certainly appreciate you tuning in today. Before we focus on a leader in luxury resorts with the CEO of Sandals and Beaches Resorts, Gebhard Rayner, for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by the world's leading cruise lines.
We do, and you may be familiar with the popular brands of the world's leading cruise lines. They include Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. And they all operate with the goal of providing travelers with the best vacation experiences to the most desirable locations around the globe.
We're proud to be aligned with the largest cruise vacation company in the world, and if journeys to great destinations, authentic cuisines, local excursions, and unique travel adventures that connect you with people, places, and cultures, if that interests you, contact your travel professional today for more information on these successful brands of ocean cruise lines, or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
With five brands and about 25 properties in seven countries, Sandals Resorts International is known as the leader in Caribbean vacation experiences and one of the most well-known and award-winning hospitality companies worldwide. Their CEO, Gebhard Rayner, is also experienced worldwide from his previous positions, and he's waiting on the show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Hello, Gebhard. Thanks for your time today on the show. We appreciate you joining Mary and me for our Chief Travel Leader interview.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, appreciate that, all the way from Jamaica, too, so I know you're having a good day where you are. Listen, I know you're coming up on 1 year in your position as CEO of Sandals Resorts International, and as Mary just mentioned, you have a busy plate with five unique brands, about 25 Caribbean properties. So tell us, how's your adjustment been since coming over from Hyatt, and what's your biggest revelation or takeaway from the company and its operations?
Well, I have to say it's been a fantastic year for me here at Sandals. It's been a real pleasure joining the company. They've been very warm and welcoming, which is something that on the islands, be it Jamaica or any of the other islands, it's really part of the DNA of people here. People are extremely friendly, hospitable, very nice. It's been a big learning curve as well. Traditional hotelery, as I'm used to it from my days at Hyatt or throughout my career, is different to the all-inclusive. The all-inclusive is something that is very special. It is really built on the fact that we try to exceed expectations from customers. We try to anticipate needs. We really have an all-inclusive approach to an emotional experience and a time of their life. We want people to walk away with memories that last a lifelong experience.
So, and that describes it so well. Gebhard, I'd like to touch on the brands a little bit. You have five unique brands, and I think for our listeners' sake, with Sandals, the adults-only brand, well-known. Beaches, which is more family-focused, also well-known. Can you give our listeners a brief overview of the other three brands?
Yeah, so as you rightfully said, Mary, the main brands are really Sandals and Beaches. Sandals is our couples brand, and Beaches is the family brand. The other brands are smaller brands. We have your Jamaica Villas brand, which is a collection of villas that we have in Jamaica. We have some villas on the other islands as well. Fowl Key Resort is a brand, which is a villa resort brand as well in the Bahamas. And then we have Grand Pineapple or Pineapple Resorts, where we have one here in the Grill in Jamaica.
Yeah,
and those are the one-off brands.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Right. No, I was going to say, I mean, I think most people may not be aware of that. So I want to go back to the Sandals Resorts, since I think most people listening to our show are going to be very familiar with those. I saw recently that Sandals won for the 23rd year in a row the world's best from the World Travel Awards. And whether it's, you know, from them or awards from Condé Nast or Travel and Leisure or Travel Weekly, the Travel Awards.
The list goes on.
Exactly. I mean, clearly the industry and certainly travelers recognize your successes. So I want to focus and really dig down a little bit into the Sandals Resorts properties. What is your research or your personal feelings, frankly, think it is that separates you from the competition and entices so many people to come visit you?
It's all about people. Robert, in this industry, specifically in the all-inclusive, when you're selling a dream and you need people who then can make that dream reality for customers. That's really trying to sum it up in one sentence. And we pay a lot of attention on training, on excelling in training, on teaching people in terms of building relationships, how to talk and how to approach our customers, and not only extend natural hospitality because authenticity is very important, but also be able to anticipate a consumer's or a customer's needs and desires when they are on vacation. And I think that's what differentiates us from the competition. We're very, very focused on exceeding expectations for our customers.
And would you say, I'm sure that would translate over the same question, basically, for your beaches resorts, which, just so people have an idea, that is the more family-focused experience out there. How else would you say that you're different regarding the beaches resorts from other family-oriented resorts?
I think the big difference there is there's probably three areas where I would say we're very different. One is we absolutely understand and realize that children are the customers of the future. And when you think about it, in any family, and I have kids as well, they're grown up now, but I remember the time when they were small. Our children are the ones that make the decision for us as to where we want to go on vacation, where they want to go on vacation, where
this
we have
true.
To go on vacation with them.
Yeah.
So when you think about what we do at beaches resorts, we combine what some other segments in the industry offer in individual segments or individual sector spaces. So if you take a Disney, for example, and a Disney experience, as a parent, it's not the most pleasurable experience when you have to take your kids to Disney necessarily. For kids, it's Wonderland. It's wonderful. We offer that through Sesame Street and a lot of entertainment and a lot of kids programs on our properties. Mm-hmm. When you think about a cruise ship, that's sort of an all-inclusive approach as well, but you're more locked in than you are on a land-based all-inclusive. I think we combine a number of different worlds in one product there that allows a multi-generational family, grandparents, parents, kids, to have a vacation of their lifetime as a family without one part of the family being stressed out because they have to either look after the kids or the kids being stressed out because there's no program for them.
Well, you're giving something
to
everybody.
So people don't feel they're losing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I think that's it. I mean, I want to go in a little bit of a different direction with you. You know, as you look, we're into a new year right now, and that brings new opportunity. So what expectations do you and your team have for 2019? And I'd love to know, what trends are you seeing right now for Caribbean resort travel?
So our expectations for 2019 are that business is going to continue fairly strong. I think there are pretty good indications for where the market is going with the Caribbean at the moment. It's a phenomenon in the all-inclusive that vacations are booked between 12 to 18 months out. So we have a pretty good idea as to what business looks like for this year and part into next year as well. What is new and what is changing in terms of trends as to what is coming? Everything is moving more and stronger towards the experiential aspect of a vacation. In the Caribbean, in any vacation destination per se, the focus really needs to be on the experiential aspect, the emotional involvement or the emotional experience that you take away from a vacation in the Caribbean. So the Caribbean islands are very, very focused on bringing the authenticity of their culture through to clients visiting the islands. And we, with our brand Sandals and Beaches, I think we play a very important and crucial part there to make sure that the individual identity of the island stays, even though it's an all-inclusive. There's a bit of a misnomer where people think customers go into an all-inclusive, they never see the islands, they don't go outside. We encourage people to take tours and go out, and we have high numbers of our customers who actually explore the islands and understand what the islands are all about.
And with all of the hurricanes and everything that's come through the Caribbean, are you fully operational and open for business at all locations?
We are fully operational. We have been fully operational since the beginning of 2017. So the one island that has been affected for us, that has been affected the most, was Turks and Caicos, where we had substantial and material damage to the property. We reopened within 99 days. I think that's an incredible feat. I don't think anybody else has done something like that. But we have been operational since the beginning of 2017 on all the islands, including the Bahamas, Exuma, including Antigua, where we had damage as well. So we have been operational throughout 2017. All properties are in good shape, in excellent shape. We have made some additions. If I can mention that quickly, if you look at our flagship hotel here in Montego Bay in Jamaica, which is the hotel where it all started, we've just gone through a $60 million investment, and you would not recognize that hotel anymore. It's brand new. It is the latest and the greatest. It's just it's a pleasure to see how our customers love that property.
And the rebound, I mean, I'm really happy to hear that. I mean, that's good news, and certainly you've just given information for members of our audience to come and experience that. So, Gebhard, listen, thank you very much for your time today. We enjoyed the conversation. You're welcome back anytime you want to be on the show. We hope you have a nice weekend and enjoy your time in Jamaica.
Thank you very much, and greetings to all the audience, and I hope I see many of you at one of our resorts. Thank you.
Thank you, Gebhard. Take care.
All right, there goes Gebhard. And folks, one thing we didn't get to, actually Sandals, some news this week, they've just eliminated all styrofoam across all their Caribbean resorts. So not only is it plastic, but now they're styrofoam.
Right, in addition to the plastic.
Exactly.
And
right.
to everybody listening, if any of you are planning a trip to a Sandals or Beaches resort, we would love to hear from you. So please
let us know how your experience is. Just send us an email, rmworldtravel.com. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. Please do connect with us, though, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. You'll also find us on LinkedIn as well. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.